Welcome to Positive Impact with Andrew Schultz.
Hey friends, happy new year. Happy 2023 to everyone. I hope this year is your best year ever in every area of your life. And before we focus any further on 2023, it's really important that we all release and let go of 2022. And not carry the past into the present. So we're going to do a little visualization. I do this with all of my private coaching clients. If you're driving, you can come back to this later when it's safe. But for everybody else, I'm going to invite you to close your eyes. Just turning your gaze inwards. Let's take a long, slow, deep breath in through the nose all the way to the top. Open mouth, exhale, sigh it out, and let it all go. Let's do that again. Inhale through your nose all the way to the top. Open mouth, exhale, sigh it out, and let it all go. One more time, biggest breath we've taken all day. Inhale through the nose, longer, slower, and deeper. Open mouth, exhale, sigh it out, and let it all go. Now I want you to visualize you're in a stadium or an arena. And in the middle of the arena, there's a stage. And you are observing yourself in the center of that stage. In fact, you're observing from the highest row, the furthest row away from the stage, often called the nosebleed. So you're high up in the rafters. And you're observing yourself on center stage with nobody else in the arena. And as you observe yourself, you'll notice there's harness supporting your torso and your shoulders. And that torso, that harness, is attached to the rafters overhead. Those harnesses, those ropes that are attaching you to the rafters is 2022. So I want you to observe yourself as you begin to truly let go of everything that happened in 2022. Give yourself permission to let it all go. And as you decide that conscious decision to let it go, you're going to pull out your energetic scissors. From the rafters, begin to cut the cords that are attaching your harness to the rafters. And start to cut away the cords of 2022. After you make the conscious decision to cut the cord, you'll observe yourself on center stage, completely free from any constraints from the previous year now holding you back. The cords have been cut. The energetic cords have been cut, my friends. You just did it. Congratulations. Feel how freeing it is to not have the constraints of the previous year holding you back. As we can now step forward and take step one into creating, visualizing, and manifesting the best year ever. And that is our focus for today. And it's important, we can't create something new if we're still holding on to the old. So, congratulations, and I want to acknowledge everybody for letting go of the shit of 2022. So, welcome back. A new year. I am fired up. I am so freaking fired up. 2023, new beginnings, new opportunities, new possibilities, new connections, new adventures, new life experiences. So today we're going to choose our word of the year for 2023. If you want even more support and to geek out even more on this process of how we choose our word of the year, I recommend going back to listening to episode 89 with my good friend Jay Nixon. We did that a couple of years ago. We geeked out on the process of choosing our word of the year, the ins and outs, the intricacies of our word of the year, episode 89, if you want to geek out even more. Also, I need to clear something, some inner resistance. I'm going to be honest. Today, I did not want to record and publish this episode. There was an inner resistance, that same inner resistance that we all experience when we write the book, when we start the side business, when we push send, when we put ourselves out there, when we play at a higher level. A great book by Stephen Pressfield, The War of Art, talks all about this inner resistance. And today I had it. And so by me verbalizing it, it starts to lose its power. And it's my commitment for 2023, which is where I know the resistance is coming from, because I'm getting ready to step into an even bigger possibility for myself this year. My commitment for 2023 is 52 new podcast episodes, one new episode per week, which I've never done before. I've been doing this podcast for 4.5 years. I've never done one episode a week until now. And I am so excited. It's time to step up, level up, empower, support, and serve even more people in more communities, in more countries throughout the world. The fact is, I love doing this podcast to serve you, the listener. It's why I started the podcast 4.5 years ago. And why I'm committing to even more episodes, more time, more energy, more bandwidth, more resources into this vehicle for 2023. And I encourage you, the listener, to hold me accountable. In fact, we've grown the podcast to over 96 countries throughout the world. The last five countries we just added: Iceland, Serbia, Sudan, Guatemala, and Guadalupe. Guadalupe, I was not familiar with. Shocker, I know, for all of you listening, hard to believe I'm geographically challenged being from Omaha, Nebraska. Well, I'll have you know, Guadalupe is a French overseas region. It's an island group in the Southern Caribbean Sea. I Googled it. Beautiful people there. Thank you for listening, Guadalupe. 96 countries, and I'm excited to grow it even more to create positive impact ripples, to empower more people, to serve more communities. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Back to our word of the year. I love our word of the year. I'm excited to share the process of how we create our word of the year. So, if you have a pen and journal, I would love for you to grab it right now. If not, you can re-listen and come back to this moment. But it's really important to help us with our word of the year. And I want you to another visualization. Imagine it's December 31st, 2023, the end of the year. You wake up almost a year from now. It's New Year's Eve. You wake up and you have an inner radiance. You have a feeling of inner peace and love and joy. You wake up knowing it's been the best year of your life in every area. Relationships with yourself, your partner, your friends, your family, your community, your coworkers. Your health and fitness. You are in the best shape of your life, physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally. Your work, career, finances, complete abundance and prosperity, passion and purpose. Spirituality, you are connected to the divine, higher power, love, universe, light, whatever that is for you. You are so deeply connected. Travel, play, adventure have become an integral part of your life. I want you to visualize this and feel it in every cell of your body. So as you grab your pen and journal, I want you to just write down everything in your life that's happened, which allows you to feel this damn good, the positivity, the confidence, the self-esteem, the peace, the joy, the gratitude, vibrating high, shining bright, a sense of self-love that you've never felt before. And just start making a note of everything that's happened that's allowed you to step into this new best version of yourself, the highest good. And I invite you to just put pen to paper and journal about how good it feels. And I want you to give yourself permission to let spirit move through you and write down all the things that you've done in every area of your life: health, fitness, relationships, spirituality, new actions, new ways of being that you've taken this year that you didn't take in the past that has allowed you to step into this new version of you. And as you journal and write and let it flow without any limitations, without any blocks, restrictions, start to make some notes about what is this one word when you reverse engineer it back to the present moment has allowed you to create this life of abundance and prosperity and freedom and peace and joy. Chances are, if you've been journaling and given yourself permission to write and let it flow, the word is on that piece of paper. And the questions to ask yourself is this: this is the word that is meant to make you take action in the direction of the person you deserve and want to be. This word gives you a feeling that you love and inspires you to be a better version of yourself. This word should trigger a positive and enthusiastic response in your entire body, viscerally. This word should be an activation word that inspires decisive action towards the best version of yourself. This word should align with your intentions, values, thoughts, words, actions, and the highest good. And when you have your word, I want you to ask yourself this: what emotions do you connect when you think of this word? How do you feel when you think about this word? For example, my word of the year for 2023 is abundance. When I think of the word abundance, I feel expanded. I feel like I'm stepping into a new, higher version of myself. Abundance in my relationships, of what's possible. Abundance in my work, instead of comparing myself to others, zero sum, I win, you lose, or you win, I lose. It's a win-win where I'm celebrating the success of others. There is no competition. There's no small piece of the pie. There's no pie at all. There's enough to go around. Abundance in what's possible with how much money I make, where I can travel to, new adventures I can explore, places I've never visited. Pushing the envelope in my physical health and doing hard things. More cold water immersion, colder temperatures, longer duration in the cold, more adventurous hikes. Teaming up with 11 of my buddies to do an epic road race. That's what comes up for me when I think of the word abundance. This word should move you. This is your filter for everything we do for this year. Your northern star, your moral compass, your filter. I want you to become obsessed with this word. And you might have one or you might have two or three words. My invitation is this. Journal, put pen to paper over the next couple of days. More will be revealed. Don't stress over it. But coming back to the questions about your word, feel free to write these down. Your word of the year is meant to make you take action in the direction of the person you deserve and want to be. Your word of the year gives you a feeling that you love and inspires you to be a better version of yourself. Your word of the year should trigger a positive and enthusiastic response in your entire body and your entire being, viscerally. This word should be an activation word that lights you up and inspires decisive action towards the best version of yourself. This word should align with your intentions, values, thoughts, words, actions, and the highest good. And I want you to start to become aware of the emotions that you connect with this word. How do you want to feel? The feeling that comes along with this word is so important. So when you think of this word, notice how you feel and what emotions you connect to this word. And if there's not a word that comes to mind right away, cool. That's okay, friends. Take the next couple of days in your morning journaling, putting pen to paper, and just free flow write. Some simple journaling prompt questions that you can ask yourself to help uncover the word. What do I want more of? What are the things that are most important to me? When do I feel my best? By asking these self-reflection questions and getting curious, the word will present itself. after a couple days of journaling, as you go back over your journal, you'll notice there's a common theme, and that word is consistent with every day. It's immersed in there. And once we have our word, we tie it into the visualization, the experiential, the felt experience of us waking up on December 31st, 2023, knowing it was the best year of our life, which created feelings and emotions of peace, joy, confidence, gratitude, abundance, freedom, prosperity. If you want even more support for 2023, if you want to level up, if you want to go even deeper on this personal development work, I would love to connect with you. I would love to be your coach. I help coaching clients from all walks of life create breakthroughs and transformation in their daily habits, rituals, and behaviors. As a certified transformational life coach, I specialize in behavior change. Excellence is not an act. It's a habit. And our habits and rituals and behaviors that we take every day creates the life that we live. It's that simple. If you want to look at your life, if you don't like what you're getting, change what you're doing. Our rituals, habits, and behaviors that we take every day, we are an accumulation of those habits, rituals, and behaviors done over an extended period of time. And so nothing changes if nothing changes. And if you don't like what you're getting, change what you're doing. And if you want help and support with making changes one day at a time with your rituals, habits, and behaviors, let's connect. Let's jump on a 30-minute connection call. And on that call, we uncover the things that are getting in the way of you being your best self and highest good. We discover the negative impact and consequences those behaviors are having in your life and in your relationships. We discard those old ways of being to create new ways of being. Uncover, discover, and discard. Please reach out to me. Send me a DM at Instagram, Positive Impact Andrew. My website, theandrewschultz.com. And I'm looking forward to creating an epic 2023 together. One day at a time, one weekly podcast at a time. 52 new episodes. One new episode a week. My commitment to you. It sounds cliche, and if this episode or any of my podcast episodes have had a positive impact on you, it would mean the world to me if you shared this with friends, family, coworkers, loved ones, somebody who's struggling, who could use some inspiration and some hope, some powerful tools to up-level their life. And so we can help even more people in more communities in more countries. If you go to Apple Podcasts, go to Positive Impact, and if you feel I've created a 5-star value for you, let me know. That 5-star review and rating and the positive impact it had, that's how we get more visibility. That's how we get more eyes and ears on the podcast to help even more people in 2023. That would mean the world to me. Sharing the episode with friends and family, a 5-star review, if that's what we created together, if there was value in it. And most importantly, friends, thank you. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for allowing me to do this. Without you, it would not be possible. And I'm sending everybody so much love. And together, let's make it an epic 2023. See ya.